Nigeria's Information Minister Frank Nweke, who confirmed Taylor's arrest, said President Obasanjo had directed the immediate handover of Taylor to the Liberian authorities. Several civil society groups in Nigeria have welcomed Taylor's arrest, but rejected plans to hand him over to Liberia instead of the UN Special Court in Sierra Leone. Human rights activist Musa Rafsanjani had launched a campaign for Taylor to be delivered to the UN court that had indicted him for his alleged role in the armed conflict in Sierra Leone.
The civil society organizations in both Liberia and the other sub-region, you know, including Nigeria, what we demand and what we are demanding still is that Taylor be handed over to the court in Sierra Leone. That is the primary agitation and demand that Nigerian civil society organization and their colleagues across the sub-region are making. Taylor must be handed over to the court to face the trial.
News of Taylor's arrest has come as a huge relief to many Nigerians who felt deeply embarrassed by his disappearance. Security officials in Abuja told VOA that the former Liberian leader was arrested by immigration officials in northern Nigeria on the border with Cameroon. He was said to be riding in a jeep with diplomatic registration, accompanied by a lady and a driver. He was not disguised and did not resist arrest. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.